Hi, this is Eric Barr. Welcome back to my Notes on Strokes. Today I would like to talk about staying positive during the long and arduous process of stroke recovery. I am 3.5 years post-stroke, and even though I've regained most of the movement of my left side and my ability to speak, I am always exhausted and frequently dizzy. For the most part, I have my life back. I can read and write. I perform my one-man show and can even ride my horse again. Despite all of these improvements, I am tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of seeing doctors and other sick people. I'm tired of thinking about me and my health all the time. If I didn't have doctor's appointments, I'd have no social life. I know that I'm fortunate to have regained so many of my abilities, and I am grateful for the love and support of my wife, who has literally kept me alive and made it possible for me to travel and to perform. Despite all of this, I get depressed that my recovery is not as fast or complete enough. While I can clearly see all of the plateaus, impediments, and failures in my recovery, I have trouble seeing or appreciating the essential incremental improvements on my recovery path, which means that I tend to see myself as the sum total of my failures rather than as someone who has overcome much. I was recently reading Oliver Sacks' book, Gratitude, and I realized that I was ignoring the positive things in my life and dwelling on the negative. So I've begun keeping a daily list of things I'm grateful for. Some people suggest keeping a gratitude journal, but that seemed a little too excessive for me, so I decided just to keep track of things with a daily list, forcing myself to notice the positive everythings that I usually overlook. The items on my list can be as simple as nice weather or a sentence that I've written that captures my thought. Basic things that when added together help me to see the light and give me the strength to carry on. The other thing I'm doing to keep my spirits up is trying to be much more self-forgiving. If I can't do an exercise or if I feel bad, I don't cut myself any slack. Instead, I'm hard on myself and demand more. So, if I can recommend any techniques for staying upbeat, I would suggest that you keep a daily list of things that you're grateful for. And number two, develop some self-compassion. Treat yourself the way you would treat a friend. Forgive yourself for setbacks and slow improvements. Don't beat yourself up because things aren't working the way you want them to. If you find you're supporting God, then connect to your God. There is great power in belief and prayer. And while I was not raised in that tradition and do not have a connection to a divine being, I encourage you to use whatever works for you to stay positive about where you are in your life and recovery. And for some, that is the Lord. In an essay written just weeks before his death, when he was quite ill, neurologist Oliver Sacks wrote, "I cannot pretend that I am without fear, but my predominant feeling is one of gratitude. I have loved and been loved. I have been given much, and I have given something in return. I have read and traveled and thought and written. I have had an intercourse with the world, and the special intercourse of readers and writers. Above all, I have been a sentient being, a thinking animal on this beautiful planet, and that in itself is an enormous privilege and adventure." Why does it take us so long to be grateful for what we have, especially if it's not what we used to? Heed Dr. Sacks' words. Despite our challenges, we are all sentient thinking animals on this beautiful planet, and that is reason enough to keep on going. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric Barr, and I hope you'll join me next month for more Notes on Strokes. Until then, be kind to yourself and keep moving.